This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for a independent medical evaluation report on your client, Ples Lawrence, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is P-L-E-Z. Last name is L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old male, 67 inches tall, weight 220 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 23rd, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained the injury and the airbags were deployed, period. Another vehicle turning left struck the patient's vehicle in the front, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was driving a GMC SUV. The other vehicle was a Jeep, period. The patient was jerked, and he hit the console with his right hip, period. Later, he developed pain in his neck, comma, right hip, comma, as well as anxiety, period. Present day, despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his neck and right hip, period. He still has anxiety at times when he's driving in an automobile, period. New paragraph. His neck pain is described as constant and stabbing, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his left arm to the shoulder and occasionally down the right arm, period. New paragraph, the right hip pain is intermittent, period. It occurs 20 out of 24 hours per day, period. It is worse with walking, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg, period. New paragraph, the patient's anxiety level is high when he drives, period. New paragraph, the timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that later on the patient was seen by a chiropractor at Indianapolis Integrative Health, period. He had physical therapy as well as manipulation for several treatments, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living, including any kind of movement to the right, comma, bending, comma, putting on his socks, comma, lifting over 25 pounds, comma, sleeping, comma, gardening, comma, getting out of his SUV, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, walking over one block, comma, and planting flowers, period. New paragraph, medications include medication for hypertension, comma, asthma, comma, topical prescription cream, comma, and Viagra, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, asthma, comma, and erectile dysfunction, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes topical creams as well as over-the-counter medicine, period. He is using stretching exercises as well as a rolled towel behind his neck when he sleeps, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic history reveals the patient has never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient has never injured his right hip in the past, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident approximately the year 2000. He was dazed, but no physical therapy or major treatment was needed, period. He saw his doctor once, and there was no permanency or major treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph, past surgical history, he denies other than inguinal hernia repair, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that that he is in school presently as he is studying to be a chaplain, period. He does have problems pushing patients. However, he can work full-time with pain and at a slower pace, period. He did miss a few days of work initially from this injury, period. The time missed from work is appropriate and necessary, period. New paragraph. I did review medical records, particularly those from Integrative Health and from it's Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehabilitation, period. On their first exam, June 24th, 2022, there were problems with range of motion in the cervical and thoracic areas. Also, examination June 22nd, 2022, from them. Their diagnosis was cervical and thoracic strain as well as cervical algia, CERVICALGIA, as well as hip strain and knee strain and dorsalgia, period. The treatment plan was 3 times a week for 6 to 8 weeks, period. Treatment was CMT, comma, therapeutic exercises, comma, therapeutic massage, comma, EMS, comma, heat, comma, an ice, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of 5/23/22 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, on physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin was unremarkable, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the thyroid was unremarkable. Rest of the cervical exam was abnormal, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the right paravertebral area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 10 degrees, comma, extension by 8 degrees, comma, side bending on the left by 12 degrees, comma, and on the right by 10 degrees, period. Rotation was diminished by 14 degrees left and 12 degrees right, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 64 degrees right, 86 degrees left, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right hip, period. There was diminished strength in the right hip, period. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 12 degrees, comma. And adduction, ADD, adduction was diminished by 4 degrees, period. Examination of the left hip was normal, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number two, right hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, anxiety, period. Number four, thoracic strain, comma, trauma, and pain resolved. Next number, right knee trauma, comma, strain and strain, comma, resolved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of May 23, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following findings, period. In relationship to the cervical region, utilizing table 17-2, he qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right hip, utilizing table 16-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 1% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 3% impairment as a result of the auto accident of 5/23/22, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and right hip regions, period. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications of an over-the-counter nature, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient may require some injections in the cervical and right hip area, at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. A back brace at an estimated cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 would be appropriate, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective exam during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you.